Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Living La Vida Low Carb. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Be healthy. I'm trying to like trim it down, get into a healthier lifestyle. We're all trying, like, this is LA, but this is really a part of, I think, I'm aging, you know? I'm trying to figure out what the best lifestyle is for me.
You just eat a piece of, before we recorded, you ate a piece of lettuce. I saw you.
Thank you.
We had Thai food.
I was famished.
You were like, do you want to take this salad home? I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then you
I was
took,
like, I will have the noodles.
Yeah. But you had a piece, so you had to eat a piece of lettuce?
Yeah, I had a piece of lettuce. I'm doing it. So don't ever question me ever again. No, I'm trying to, despite what we just like put into our bodies about an hour ago, I've kind of been trying to like work out and like keep it together, trying to. So I went down kind of this diet. I was like, what should I should do? Paleo, like do this thing. And so I went down this diet wormhole. And I don't think you understand like how crazy diets have been throughout all of history. So we're going to talk about one of the biggest diets and one of the biggest diet failures, the Atkins diet.
I mean, that's, it's, you know, for better or for worse, it's pretty revolutionary.
Yeah,
it
really is.
In the sense of how people, like, thought about, I've done the Atkins diet.
Yeah, I think everyone, and you know, like, the A, it's like the blue and the red.
And they've rebranded a bunch of times.
Yes, they still exist.
Have I purchased Atkins-based products recently? Yes.
What did you buy?
There's a couple of the, I take with me if I'm out working or something like
that's
that.
Good.
Because I'm doing, like, a... For the last like month and a half or 2 months, I've been doing relatively. I'm not doing Atkins and I'm not doing paleo and I'm not doing keto, but I'm doing kind of like a dirty keto, like
dirty
low carb.
Keto.
Yeah, so, where it's like kind of like, yeah, it's like, it's low carb, but it's mainly because I eat so much sugar and so much like bread and stuff like that.
I just drink bottles of wine. I realized that's my problem.
Yeah. So, and I think that I'm just doing like a general low carb. It's just so much lower than what I was used to. It had a really good impact on me.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to like take it to the next level, I'd have to do a lot more work that I'm really not willing to do right now. But I've gotten into a good comfort thing where I'm just like not eating like bread and chips and
that's great.
And candy as much as I
that's
I
amazing.
Used to, yeah.
I also realized too with me, part of it is my upbringing and how I was raised on like McDonald's. My mom like took a bottle out of my mouth and put a Diet Coke into my hand. Like I was raised on diet soda, like in utero and McNuggets, you know, and they would buy things from Sam's Club and like frozen food. There's like three of us, like we weren't working.
I had 3 servings of fruit roll-ups a day, like the doctor's
it's
ordered.
Good, it's
you
good.
Know what I mean?
And I would come home from school and eat 7 bowls of cereal while my parents were not home.
Yeah.
Like Cap'n Crunch.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Kix, Berry Kix, which is the healthy option.
Yeah.
A lot of chocolate Rice Krispie treats that was circulating in my home. So I don't come from a good, healthy lifestyle, even though my parents now are like militantly gluten-free.
Yeah.
My mom did the Atkins diet. Mom did Weight Watchers. My mom did, she did like every diet. And I was also researching a lot of different diets throughout history, like graham crackers, which still exist. They're from this guy named... Oh, I forgot his first name, but his name was Graham, and he was like preached vegetarianism, and he preached like these all-inclusive like crackers that would have all your nutritional needs, so only eat those crackers. They became Graham crackers. He was like, also no sex, and everyone's like, I don't think so, you know? Or like the mastication one where you chew everything 100 times. That one was a great one, and that guy died of unhealthy things.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Chewing everything, including like juice, 100 times.
I mean, yeah, maybe it breaks it down more, or you're.
I guess I just think about
calories.
Like Mad Men, like Betty and Mad Men. She would do it, or the grapefruit diet, or the first one I was gonna do before the Atkins diet was this, like the South Beach diet, or the cookie. You remember the cookie diet?
Which South Beach was kind of like a zone diet, like
40-20-20
or 40-30-20, whatever.
Yeah,
40-40, whatever those were. 40,
yeah, we might
30,
be doing 30. This in 20 years about intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Which I do.
I know. I think it's very healthy to not just don't eat these times. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Studies. And we'll talk a lot about studies and how problematic they can be.
Yeah.
But the Atkins diet was the biggest diet. It was the breakthrough low carb, no carb diet. I also remember a friend of mine in high school was really, really into it. This is my first introduction to Atkins was my friend Catherine, who is pretty, most of my friends in high school are pretty weight obsessed. She came into a class eating a block of cheese, a block of cheddar cheese. And she was eating it like an apple. I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm doing the Atkins diet.
She couldn't wait to tell you that, too.
I know. Like,
oh, I can't wait to tell
you. I know. And you know what? She lost weight.
It absolutely does work.
Yeah.
Ketosis and all that
exactly, stuff. Exactly. But it's just like it's unsubstantiated, too, in a lot of ways, why it works. Like, I think there's reasons why it works. But again, we don't really know how long and how healthy it is. So the Atkins diet, low carb diet, it's technically called a fad diet now. But it's not. I mean, because it used a lot of tenets of important dieting and weight loss. It was devised by Robert Atkins, who is a real doctor. He was a pediatrician and cardiologist. He went to university like Ann Arbor. He went to Cornell. Like he's on it. Like he's okay. I respect him. I trust him. He took a low carb approach, which was a loose diet published by Alfred W. Pennington from research he did during World War II. And so he took that and he kind of rebranded it for the 70s. That's when the diet originally started. So he just essentially said, if you completely restrict carbohydrates, it is the key to weight loss, no problem, case closed. So, okay, that seems simple enough. But he had an empire going. He published a lot of books. He talked a lot about different studies that he had used. And a lot of this, he did a lot of studies on this. He was not interested in non-scientific research, but his research was all really, really current. So like, we don't know how any of these things panned out. And eventually we find out that they don't pan out. So he was doing all these studies. He was seeing that it worked. He was writing feverishly in his doctor journals, trying to get everything together. And he called it a way to stay thin forever. And again, we don't know because he started a couple years later and it kind of caught on. He estimated the average was about 950 calories per day if you did it right. But there was no real like metabolic advantage. Even then, doctors were like, there's not an advantage to doing this. It's just calorie restriction. But he was like, no. I have all these studies. I have all of these experiments that show that this is the revolution. This is the way that we're going to be going. He truly thought that this was how we weren't even going to have carbs eventually someday, which is not the case, thank God.
No, I have six of them.
You have six in your pocket?
Right. Yeah,
oh,
I have six
damn.
In my pocket right now.
So Atkins Nutritionals was founded in 1989 by Robert Atkins to promote his Atkins branded products. And it was really underway, like it kind of laid low for a while. Like at first people were like, I call bullshit. But then the mid-2000s, people really got on board with it. And we're not really sure why, like what facilitated this at this specific point. We think it's a lot because he kind of rebranded then. He expanded his product line. Weight Watchers was also a big deal at that point. And they talked a lot about sugar, but they didn't cut out carbs. In fact, it said that Krispy Kreme donut sales took a hit at this point in their career because Atkins was so prominent. Burger King introduced lettuce-wrapped burgers to reduce the carb content. People were getting on board. People were interested. Everyone seemed to know someone who was on Atkins who, like, lost a bunch of weight. The possibility of permanently reducing weight seemed, like, doable. It seemed easy. He was selling things. And a part of his success, too, is also just the aggressive branding, which we saw a little bit in Weight Watchers. But really, he kind of took that and ran with
it.
And
pre-internet.
Yeah.
As far as we, you know, for the most part, which yeah. he did pretty successfully.
Absolutely. Commercials for the Atkins. You would see if you were in, they distributed, and they still are in Walgreens everywhere. Like, he got all these deals with these pharmacies and big chain stores to stock his products, which didn't, they were either frozen or didn't need to be refrigerated. That was a big deal. But he wrote a couple books. They are The Essential Atkins for Life Kit, The Next Level, Dr. Atkins Diet Planner, Atkins for Life, The Next Level, Atkins New Diet Revolution, Dr. Atkins New Diet Revolution. So we put the doctor in that one. He was like, oh, let's put a little bit more. Dr. Atkins Age Defying Diet, Dr. Atkins Vitamin Nutrient Solutions, Nature's Answers, Dr. Atkins Quick and Easy New Diet Cookbook, Dr. Atkins' new carbohydrate gram counter, Dr. Atkins' new diet cookbook, again, repurposed with a new foreword in 2003, Dr. Atkins' health revolution, Dr. Atkins' nutritional breakthrough, Dr. Atkins' super energy diet cookbook, Dr. Atkins' super energy diet, Dr. Atkins' diet cookbook, Dr. Atkins' diet revolution.
That was a young adult novel, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So he aggressively, it's like everything had his name. Everything had his fingerprint. So as this went on, long-term studies really failed to confirm the hoped-for benefits of Atkins. A couple doctors did randomized controlled studies that went by Atkins' low-carb prescriptions, and they failed to improve on weight loss. In fact, after, a lot of them would gain a lot of that weight and more back, like a yo-yo diet, you know, like a fad diet. The book Rethinking Thin by New York Times writer Gina Collada really skewered the Atkins diet, and that got a lot of press too, and people kind of waned on it. A systematic review of the dietary trials showed that much of the benefits of a low-carbohydrate approach faded by 1 year. In some follow-up studies, it was found that by 12 months, weight had started to regain in all patients, including the low-carb Atkins group. So they were seeing that the studies really didn't work. Although other people were like, yeah, of course people lost weight because of this. Most of the foods that were restricted are like bagels, pasta,
calorie-dense
cookies,
foods,
yeah, carbohydrates that had a lot of sugar and a lot of calories. But people kind of were over it by the end of the 2000s. People went to different diets. They went to keto diet, became a big thing. Other things that felt a little bit more natural, like people were also getting away from Weight Watchers at that point, or Jenny Craig too was a big one at that time. So people didn't really like the packaged diets anymore. They didn't trust it. A lot of the studies were being debunked. People wanted to move to something that felt a little bit more organic and holistic. And that's when, too, we were having that big holistic movement. So Atkins kind of had its downfall. So other low-carb diets eroded the market, too, which diluted the Atkins brand. And people were calling into question its safety. In 2005, Atkins Nutritionals filed for bankruptcy. It was purchased by North Castle Partners in 2007 and switched its emphasis to low-carb snacks. In 2010, the company was acquired by Roark Capital Group. Now, Atkins died actually in 2003 after he wrote the last three books. He slipped and fell and hit his head, so it was not diet-related. But he also had a history of heart disease and was not super healthy. No one did an autopsy on him.
So he lived a pretty... I remember him living... Because people were... I remember when that happened and people were like, see? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, he slipped and fell and hit his head. I mean, it's But they also found that, But
that happened too with a lot of the other people that created these diets. Yeah. They kind of died young and abruptly, often unhealthily. But
well, it's like remember when it was like, fat free is good. If you eat fat, you will be fat because fat is fat.
And it's like sugar free or fat free or what, like chemically. We'll like devil, do you remember Snackwell's Devil's Food?
Oh, yeah.
Like my mom lived off of those.
Yeah. Oh, my mother loved them.
Oh, my God. Like,
they're so good.
I would love a box right now.
Like it was kind of like a crispy, like almost
that marshmallow top.
It kind of breaks a little bit.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
It's really good. But all that stuff was such a part of this time and place. And that kind of all birthed Atkins. Like no more of like the low carb, like the low sugar or like fake sugar stuff. He was like, cut those carbs. Eat a block of cheese. We embrace it.
Yeah. Do you want? I don't know about. We got a lot of messages on Instagram. I don't know how they're eating.
Yeah. Well, we could ask.
They seem to be. You know. They seem to have a nice balance.
Yeah.
Canned House on Instagram.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Is that your family's name?
Yeah. Maybe it might be a family name. Hey, I really enjoyed your episodes on the LA Zoo and Mall, the Hawthorne Plaza Mall.
No, he's going right to the root.
I'm starting a blog on abandoned town sites and support what you guys do.
Oh, that's really nice.
And I said, we crushed the competition.
Yeah. He's like, you're like, you get out of town.
I said, please. I said, send your blog along.
We'll
definitely.
No, Jason's responses are usually like, nice and upbeat. Thank you.
I'm your friend. This one, I don't know how it relates to the podcast. This is Phantom_comic323.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Lieb is a total hottie. Besides being hot AF, she's funny. She's funny as well, and everyone should be listening to at Ghost Town Pod.
If I go missing, contact Phantom 2323.
Yeah, that's...
No, I wanted to make that joke, but I also am very flattered.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
But also, you'll take it.
Yeah, also, yeah, please date me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's hard out there.
You'll get what you get. But yeah, send us a message on Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear bonus episodes, we have many, many, many. Mm-hmm. It's like $2 a month.
Yeah, it'll be like Attack of the Bonies on there if you give us your money.
That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. And if you don't want to deal with the word bonies at all, and
pay us.
If you just want to feel like donating 50 cents or a dollar, you can go to paypal.me/ghosttownpod. It helps with our editing and submitting to festivals and many other costs. So we will still be losing money. Don't worry.
Yeah, do not worry. This is still a hobby.
Yes, this is still a money suck, but it'll just be a slightly...
Less, slightly
lower one.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's all right.
That's underwhelming. Bye.